With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States and European Union announcing a trade framework following a meeting in Scotland between President Trump and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen. The president says the agreement is going to be great for both parties. It comes before an administration deadline to impose tariffs next Friday. Your bank account could soon benefit from the president's tariff policies.
President Trump says he's thinking about using some of the tens of billions of dollars of tariff revenue the U.S. is gathering to provide rebates to Americans. He told reporters before leaving for Scotland that the big thing is paying down the debt, but added, quote, "A little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice."
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. U.S. Treasury data shows the country took in about $64 billion in the second quarter of 2025. That is dramatically more than the Biden administration took in the second quarter last year. Violence in Syria, putting the Islamist-led government against members of the Druze community, and that's putting a spotlight on the small but influential minority straddling Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Israel, and the Golan Heights. The Druze occupy a special niche in the region's complex politics. Author and historian Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network about the complex history between Israel and Druze.
There's still issues of which we have yet to address, of inequality between Druze villages and Jewish villages. We have to address that in the future, but we have this commitment. And, you know, just because the British and the French came along about 100 years ago and drew borders across the Middle East doesn't mean that Druze living in Israel do not have close family members living in Syria. They do.
And this is SRN News. All because of pronouns. A pastor has lost his job.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China tightening its grip on Christians, the communist government restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals full of songs glorifying the regime, and spreading, of course, propaganda. Pastors' sermons are also scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Jesus Christ and replace them with photos of President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. Well, some Americans showing a far more favorable view of the Supreme Court since the Roe v. Wade decision. Here's correspondent Mike Kempin.
A survey from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about a third of U.S. adults have hardly any confidence at all in the court. That's down from 43% 3 years ago. About half of Americans have some confidence in the court, up from 39% in July 2022. It's mainly Republicans and independents who are responsible for the increased confidence. But even among Democrats, the percentage saying they have low confidence in the high court has dropped from 2022. Mike Hempin, Washington.
It has happened again in India, a stampede at a Hindu temple killing at least six people. Dozens more have been hurt. Authorities fear that death count will climb. More details at srnnews.com.